Hello, good morning. Welcome to the latest batch of Chelsea Echo predictions / spoilers. Last week, they were very much predictions. We were terrible, to say the least. Louis and I got three points. 3 points each.
Christ.
Tobes managed to get Newcastle beating Arsenal. So four, not three. But other than that, horrific.
The Brighton, I don't know.
And he said 1-0 and it was a draw.
And you guys wasted your Haaland card.
We did waste a Haaland card because he had a...
I wasted my Darwin Nunez card.
I was livid about that. That Luton game was unbelievable, by the way.
It was a ridiculous weekend of football generally, which is why we got them all wrong. We're not idiots. We just can't predict the future.
Speak for yourself. I am an idiot. I'm willing to admit that.
Well, there we go. Louis admitted he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Some of the fans all knew, but now they've heard it from the horse's mouth. Anyway, this week... we have another week of fun ahead, the last one before yet another international break. Boo. And I'll just run through the fixtures, and then I will we'll go through them, and we'll give you some fun to enjoy with whatever you decide to eat or drink for your breakfast. So Wolves play Spurs in the 12:30 kickoff, both teams with injuries everywhere. Then Arsenal host Burnley, Crystal Palace, Everton, Manchester United will try and overcome the favourites Luton. Bournemouth host Newcastle, Villa play Fulham, Brighton play Sheffield United, Liverpool, Brentford, West Ham, Forest, and Chelsea go up against top of the league for the second week in a row against Manchester City in the late kickoff on Sunday.
Up the Chelsea.
Well, we'll start with obviously the first game of the weekend, Wolves, Spurs at Molineux, and I'm going to look at Tobes here because he's staring at me. For his prediction and a little reason for his prediction.
So we've got Monday night's losers, or should I say Monday night's walk away with so much credit because they defended really high up the pitch and got battered 4-1 at home and lost their heads.
Football's the winner, as some would say, in the old school days of Soccer AM.
And tried to be the winner and then...
I mean, yeah, it's so brave to get battered 4-1 at home and get and lose your head and get two players sent off in a derby. You have to respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still seeing posts about Vicario only picked the ball out, isn't it, seven times? But anyway, what do I think will happen there? They got a few injuries. Spurs against Chelsea, they always start unravelling. It's going to be more of that. I think Wolves will get a 1-1 in this. Partnership of Eric Dier and Davies.
Yeah.
Oh, and... Noah Dougie as well.
Narrowing, so yeah.
It's not looking good, Brev. I mean, they've got no Richarlison.
No Richarlison.
They've got some good news there.
That was pubic injury.
Yeah, I've gone 1-1 in that.
I've also gone 1-1 for more or less the same reasons. They are injury ravaged and the heads tend to go. So if they can get a win there, then Big Andrew maybe is the real deal.
That would be a good result. Especially with City as well after
Wolves themselves, without Neto, as they proved with being Sheffield United's first win of the season, they're missing quite a bit.
Yeah, but Hwang bags Neto. Goals.
Yeah, Hwang does like goals.
So we just call him that Korean guy. I feel like that's
that
kind
Korean
of...
guy.
We need to just give him the respect.
Lee Smith,
we've got to give him the... No, come on. It's very Pep. You know, we've got to give him the respect he deserves.
It is, but it was a bit of racism from Pep, I thought.
Yeah, you could say that. That Korean guy, yeah.
Sorry, he has got a name.
Anyway, 1-1. Louis?
I've gone for Wolves to win 2-1, purely because of that centre-half situation.
Early kick-off,
yeah, that's the other thing.
Gandhi's quote.
Gandhi's big quotes. And then obviously the left-back situation, they've got basically one of that back four, which was supposed to be the best back four the world's ever seen.
Which is Pedro Porro.
Yeah, Pedro Porro, exactly. He's better than Rick. Did you hear that, by the way, in the combined 11 stuff with the We Are Tottenham boys?
Yeah, he said last week.
Yeah, trying to tell me that Pedro Porro is better than Rhys James.
Yeah, it's very cute.
But yeah, I'm going to go 2-1 Wolves purely because of that. I think they'll get a couple.
I think that's a fair prediction. Maybe spoiler, we'll see. Let me go into the 3 p.m.s. Arsenal, fresh from their winning against Sevilla last night, but with potentially yet another Saka knock. He seems to be constantly with a knock on FPL anyway. And they host Burnley at the Emirates. Tobes, I'll come to you again, as you are eagerly eyeing me up.
I've gone Arsenal 4, Burnley 0. Burnley don't win any games. They've won one game, I think.
They'd have beat Bournemouth.
Yeah. And Arsenal at home, to a crap side, that they usually get the job done. It's the hard games, the big games that they lose. Like we've seen it back to back to West Ham and Newcastle, struggle with us. Spurs as well. But this is the type of game that they win. 3 o'clock when it's sunny. It's not really that sunny at the moment. But yeah, I've actually got to pick my scorer, and I'm going to go with this game. I thought he played pretty well against Sevilla from what I saw. I'm going to go with Gabriel Martinelli to bag against Burnley.
He has found a bit of form and he's playing very high up at the moment, apparently. Further than Saka, apparently. I haven't watched Arsenal in a while.
I mean, not when you watch him against Newcastle or us. He's locked off. Yeah, but against a poor fullback, he'll do a good job.
And obviously, Burnley currently with their slight issue. I saw their statement just now about Lyle Foster. So, I mean, whether they'll be inspired.
He's actually a good player for them as well.
He's a class player. I thought he looked really good against us.
Inspired by him, try and get something out of him.
I hope so. I hope I'm wrong.
Ultimately, they, for me, lack quality. And the way Vincent Kompany's got them lining up is great. But it just means they concede loads and they don't seem to score.
It's a bit respect Big Ange's high line.
It's a bit like a bad Bielsa's team. You know, Bielsa's first
year.
Yeah,
they scored goals.
They'd won every game like 6-5 and it was really fun. And then second year, they'd lose every game like 8-0.
And then it's all the bad aspects of Bielsa at the moment.
Pretty much.
Do you feel like if they lose this as well, that's Kompany done?
Nah. Can't be expected.
I think they do fully kind of believe in him, but at what point is it a case of what football do you want to play versus
I think the problem,
could we maybe stay up if we get a big Sam in or something?
I feel like there's a game played in this where extra points could be picked up, where we can pick manager sackings. If we get the manager sacking, that's 3 points on the board. I think that would make it really interesting.
Been sacked yet.
Exactly.
Game week 12 of the season. It's quite mental.
Surreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think though as well, with those four teams at the bottom, is they are all terrible, but one of them will stay. And until one starts pulling away, that's when some of the others might start going, okay, we need to change something here.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's so tight. They're like, yeah, fine. But Everton are 5 points clear of 17th at the moment. So they're like...
They're going to quietly finish the table this year.
Well, I just think the other 16 teams are a lot better than the bottom four. And
I agree.
Going to good as
it might be the worst three that have come up, ever, collectively. Usually there's one.
I thought Burnley would be all right.
Yeah, same. Burnley were the only one I thought, you'll do. Everyone else I thought would be down. And now, if anything, Luton looked more like it's there than the other two.
Because Kenilworth Road looks like a tough place to go. As Liverpool found that the other day. Anyway, I've gone Arsenal 3, Burnley 0.
I've done exactly the same.
Yeah.
Same reasons as we've spoken
we've
about.
Gone through that one. So we'll move straight on to the thriller that won't be at Selhurst Park between Palace and Everton. Two sides who just don't really like scoring and don't tend to concede that many. So if you like goals, don't go. Tobes.
I think you've summed up my prediction. I've gone 0-0.
I was tempted.
If there's any game that looks 0-0, I look at that and I'm like, where's the goals?
Yeah, I was tempted. I just went past 1-0. I don't know.
Eze signed a new deal, but if Eze was playing,
He's back playing now.
He came off a bench last against...
I think Elise's nearly there as well.
I'd like to revise that to 1-0 Palace.
That's what I've got.
Elise might be nearly back.
There
might be that on the bench
and
as well.
And then they can be cooking a little bit.
I think I could see Eze scoring in one.
I've got...
Or creating something. Mm. I mean, Anderson, header.
Yeah, I think as a pairing, obviously they're quite defensively resolute in Gahey and Anderson. But I think Everton might find a way through from a set piece or something. So I do think there is maybe a little
Tarkovsky
bit of a lack
vibes.
Of height. Yeah, so I think Tarkovsky or something like that. But then I've gone Palace to win 2-1.
Okay. So we've all got Palace wins.
Yeah.
Which they're pretty good.
Shows you how much faith I have in Eze to change my prediction.
Yeah, there you go. He's a bit of a baller and he's their talisman. So there you go. Manchester United against Luton Town. Manchester United off the back of yet another Champions League defeat. Marcus Rashford with his head maybe in America due to other matters.
Yeah, he's red in America.
Yep, and that. So, but obviously they did win. They found a way to win at Fulham last week and they have now got 6 Premier League wins, which is just like with old Ole keeping Ten Hag in just about. Now they host, in my opinion, still the worst team in the league at home despite their draw to Liverpool. Louis?
I've gone for an absolute shocker here. I've gone United to win 1-0.
Yeah.
I don't... There's no way in hell they're going to score more than one. I can't see them doing it. That team is on its knees.
Yeah.
And that, you know, they can say what they want about that Copenhagen game. You know, it's tough to go away there. So I'm sorry, all due respect to Copenhagen, that should have been an easy win for Manchester United on paper.
Certainly the home one should have been.
Yeah, and they've made it more difficult for themselves. Even if Luton... Obviously, Luton had a great performance against Liverpool, not necessarily meaning that they're going to be winning as much as, you know, people might want them to. But, yeah, I reckon it's be 1-0 United. And I just think Ten Hag is a dead man walking now. I'm not sure. He won't be this week he gets sacked. But I think in the next few, we might see
maybe the first to go, maybe.
Potentially.
Tobes?
Yeah, I actually thought United played their best football of the season last night up to the red card. The red card changed the game. Whether you think it's a red card or not is kind of a bit of 50-50. It was, I get it, but at the same time...
It's a bit unlucky.
Yeah, he's just gone to shield the ball. I thought they actually looked good before that. I thought Hoyland's kind of looked good anyway, especially in their Champions League campaign. So I've actually got them to score two goals. I've got 2-0 to United.
I've got 2-0, mainly because I just think Luton away from home are shit. And that's that. I don't say anything else on that one. Another classic, Newcastle on TV, shock. Away at the incredible stadium that is the Vitality Stadium. I'm slagging off a lot of teams here in one go. Very sarcastically, it's quite enjoyable. Bournemouth hosts Newcastle at 5:30 on Saturday. Newcastle, who are now clinging on by a thread in their Champions League group after another defeat against Dortmund. Callum Wilson went off with a little limp.
Graham Potter.
Well, I mean, Graham Potter managed to win at Dortmund and also won at the San Siro. But, you know, Champions League for everyone. Yeah, we were.
Great. I still get those pictures developed. Well, I still haven't done that.
Yeah, that's over a year ago. there we go. Champions League's not for everyone, eh? The two.
No.
Beat PSG. That's the highlight for the next season. But anyway, they've
had a nice run.
Yeah. And I think this run will probably continue this weekend. But what do we reckon?
Yeah, I've got 2-0 to the tune. Mm-hmm. You're doing great.
I have the same. And I'm hoping for an Anthony Gordon feast. That's probably their number 9.
Is that your call, basically?
No, it's not my goal scorer. It's just from a fantasy perspective.
I need to sort mine out. I had a howler this week. It was awful.
So did everyone.
I did have a bit of a Cole Palmer in there. I brought him in. Yeah, I was very happy with that. But I also did bring in Salah, who stank the gaff out. Kazuma, who didn't play.
I've forgotten.
So Udogie came on and he got minus 4.
I've forgotten to put Nicky Jackson in my team because I was going to put him back in this week as well. And he scored a hat trick, even if it was questionable.
What did you watch to make you want to put Jackson in?
Yeah, that is the thing.
Nothing. I just kind of like, I feel like I wanted to back my boy. Do you know what I mean? I was a bit like, do you know what?
Yeah, I've gone the opposite. I have zero chose players. I don't like having chose players.
I did. And I was like, no, you know what? Cole at 5.0. I was like, that's for a penalty taker. That's pretty outrageous. I'll just have him in.
That's
Salah money. So then I have Salah and Haaland. That was my logic. But Cole ended up outscoring both of them. So
Gordon is up
the Cole Palmer.
Gordon is my cheap man. He used to be Neto, and then he decided to get injured.
Claire Balding fan.
I need to get my sword.
I did celebrate that goal the other day. It was enjoyable. I've also gone 2-0. I've already said that.
I've gone 2-0 as well, and so I'm going to put my first sacking in. I'm going to use my sacking. The Crimson Chin is going to get sacked by the Cherries, I think, if they lose this week. Because I think there's no way back for him if they do that.
It's a good time to sack someone with an international break.
International break screams of sack.
That's what I've thought. I've gone, do you know what? I'm using my sacking card. So that's potential three-pointer there.
Yeah, Gary Anua. you're not enjoying life up north, are you?
Jason Tindall, we know you love being the centre of attention, but you want to be the proper centre of attention.
He was the Bournemouth manager.
Yeah, I know he was. And they sacked him, didn't they?
Yeah.
Do you want to come back down?
No.
He's got two knacks at now. He's been there for so long.
He's enjoying shaking people's hands before Eddie Howe can do it too much.
I genuinely see him when I watch Newcastle more than I see Eddie Howe. And I don't know if that's because Sky have clocked onto it and go, this will be funny, let's put Tindall on now.
I've understood that is the case.
Yeah. It's like, you know the quote where it's like, you watch Busquets, you don't see, you watch football, you don't see Busquets. You watch Busquets, you see the game. That's basically what the same applies to Jason Tindall.
Every time I see him, I'm like cheering, like, yeah, go on, Jace, go on, lad.
I just love seeing, like, anyhow, almost extend a hand, and this, like, hand comes over, just, like, getting there first.
I loved that the team photos, the first thing I always do is I always look for Jason Tindall. It's like, he's slap bang in the middle, there he is, Eddie Howe's doing his best impersonation of Ashley Cole at Roma, just on the edge.
It must fully have become, obviously, at the start.
The players must crack up at it, surely. Yeah, it's got to be.
And Eddie Howe, he was asked about it, he was like, oh, well, he's a good-looking bloke, isn't he? That was that.
But I saw Jason Tindall at some point said, like, oh, you know, people want to hate you and all this, like, they're just kind of jealous. And you're like, well, no, that's not it. They're laughing because you're doing
something that no other assistant manager does.
I mean, Jason Tindall, he's the glorified PE teacher that went on a gap year before he became a teacher, then got his fake tan, and obviously he thinks he's one of the boys still. He's absolutely like that guy.
Like, Rui Faria was noticeable as an assistant, but he was never like that.
And he's one of the more noticeable, when I think of assistant managers.
He was always with Mourinho, wasn't he? Yeah. He was the one at Spurs. Yeah, yeah.
No, he wasn't at Spurs.
No, he left by then. But with us, he was always there.
Who do you reckon will win in a fight? You've got Rui Faria, Jason Tindall, and Sarri's assistant, who went and gave it to Jose when we beat him.
Faria.
Oh, Rui. I'm back Rui.
He's an absolute animal. Yeah. Tindall comes dead last in that, by the way.
Then I get a couple of Sambucas down him, I reckon it'll be all right.
Stick a mirror anywhere in that room, though, and he's... staring at
it. Stuart Pearce with Moyes. I reckon they'd win. That'd be the best tag team assistant and...
No.
Manager.
Roy Hodgson and Ray Lewington, mate. Don't sleep on them. We saw Roy in the first game of the season. He was ready to go, mate.
Steve McClaren still hanging around at United with his umbrella somewhere.
I can't believe it.
Anyway, we've gone off on a tangent in predictions, which is something we're not supposed to do. To the Sunday games. There are five this week due to Europe. Aston Villa host Fulham at Villa Park. Well, they don't really lose at Villa Park. They do tend to lose away.
Mm-hmm.
Louis, they're back at home. What do you reckon?
Back in them. Villa boys win 3-1. And Ollie Watkins to score.
That's exactly what I had. I don't know if I want it now.
Well, I mean, you'd just be copying me. My notes?
No, I deliberately didn't put it in the doc this week, so there could be no copy.
Yeah, last week was outrageous.
It just shows
that maybe Louis didn't actually copy. We just have the same brain. It's kind of worrying.
You wish.
I'm not going to change it. It's written on my thing. So, yeah, I've gone Villa 3, Fulham 1. Ollie Watkins, hopefully, to redeem himself from a couple of poor weeks.
He had a terrible miss at Forest last week.
He has joint most big chances missed in the Premier League this season.
He also has the same amount as Nico, but with more chances missed.
Yeah, but one Haaland missed 11 chances. But then look, there's two ways of looking at that, in my opinion. You can say, oh, well, he's in the right place, he's getting the chances, and maybe they're not easy, but then you can also say...
Watkins is like that, though. He's always taken quite a few chances to put them away. Good player, though.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, 3-1 Watkins, 3-1 Watkins.
I've gone 3-0. I don't think Fulham will score. I don't think Fulham were very good against United.
They're not very good. And
they're really lacking a clinical centre-forward.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to find someone in, like, I think, like...
How did they sell Mitrovic, replace him with Vinicius, and think they'd struggle?
They're racing with Raúl Jiménez, isn't it? They thought, you know.
Yeah, and Raúl Jiménez, who's been cooked
prolific
since Stafford Louise.
What, 3 goals lost?
Yeah. Did the header on him.
The thing is, they'll be fine, as I've said before, because of the four teams. They'll come like 15th.
And Balinha.
And they'll be fine. They'll beat all those four home and away.
Absolutely.
Get a few wins against some of the other teams at home, maybe a couple of away ones.
Yeah.
But nothing on Sunday.
But no, I've not been very impressed with the Villa defence.
Fair enough.
To be honest, which is why I think they might just find a way to score. Brighton and Hove Albion against Sheffield United. Tobes, you can go first on this one. Or maybe not.
The game itself made me yawn. Yeah. Brighton 2, Sheffield United 1.
Same.
Bit of Europa tired game.
I've gone Brighton 3, Sheffield United 1. Obviously, as we're recording this, Brighton are playing, so
they're winning away at
Ajax. Subject to change. I mean, I think we could win away at Ajax.
Currently, yes.
Yeah, they're playing two relegation teams back to back.
Yeah, big. I think I'm still right in saying they haven't kept a clean sheet yet this season in the Premier League.
Brighton haven't.
I don't think so. Which is why I went for the one.
The media wouldn't let you know that part because they do everything perfectly, don't they? 6-1 at Villa, but yeah.
Yeah. Liverpool.
I think they've actually not won for like 7 Brighton.
Really?
In the league,
they've had some tough games.
I know they had us in the cup, and there was a number at Liverpool. There was a number of games, but like their record over the last like five, ten is underreported.
I saw that William Hill started doing a thing with Alison Bender, where she's got journalists in, and someone was talking and going through. He's ranking the managers. He put Pep, Klopp, and they put De Zerbi third. So maybe there's some questions to be asked about old Roberto and his crown that is non-existent.
Their best player, aren't they?
Yeah.
The Perv.
Cucurella. What?
Yeah, the Perv has been missing, actually.
He's apparently back this week. Been rested tonight.
Fantasy goat.
Because he wants him for the big game that is Sheffield United at home. Anyway.
The bigger game.
It is a bigger game than Ajax, I suppose.
No, as I say the bigger game. Oh. I use the word wrong correctly.
Oh.
My name is Roberto Di Zerbi.
Roberto. Liverpool-Brentford. Liverpool.
It was Brighton now in the West Country.
Yep. Liverpool currently losing the way to lose. I don't know what their team's like. I haven't seen it.
They don't want to lose that, do they?
They're expected to lose. Get it? It's my fantasy team name.
That's why I didn't laugh. Normally I would have done, but it was your name and it's annoying me that it's still ahead of me. anyway. Liverpool, Brentford, Anfield. Liverpool probably quite hungry after that disappointing performance at Luton, where Luis Diaz, whose dad was found today, which is good news, scored a late goal. I'm going to you, Lewis, because you're looking at me.
I am going to go Liverpool to feast.
Ooh.
And they're going to have that nice bowl of scouse, followed by some chips and whatever else they'll be eating that day in the stands, with a nice pint of Carlsberg, apparently, which is the best drink, according to Liverpool fans. And I'm going to go for Liverpool 3, Brentford 1.
That's what I have as well.
I have 3-0. I don't see, I'm not sure Brentford will score.
And where am I?
You're in good form, Brentford, at the moment.
I've had him in fantasy for a number of weeks and he doesn't really score. Well, he's scored
last 3 weeks. He's got quite a few points.
He has, but in general, I don't see him score. I think at Anfield, Brentford won't do anything. I hope they do, but I don't think they will.
Fair enough. Right, West Ham undermining West Ham against Forest.
Yeah, for me, yeah.
The floor is yours.
Okay, I'm going to go for West Ham 2, Forest 1.
So,
I was thinking about whether or not Forest might come through. See, I didn't copy. I'm just a football genius.
That means I am too, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's the only thing we've got in common. So apart from that, I think, you know, West Ham at home, do all right. They've been a little bit slow recently, but they'll just, at home, they just seem to be all right and getting across the line.
Find a way.
So, yeah. And then Forest, they're so hit and miss. But at home, in front of the Garibaldi Brigade, apologies, they seem to just about do it. But they're not at home, so yeah. I'm going to go 2-1.
Pretty much the same reasons. I think they'll just find a way just about to cling on, but I don't think it'll be comfortable.
I think it's getting a bit toxic at West Ham from hearing from my sources. And I was quite impressed with Forest against Villa. Like, Villa are no easy team. I know they were at home, but I thought Sangre was awesome. I thought the number players were awesome. I always think Gibbs White's a good watch anyway, to be honest. I just actually got 1-1. I think they'll hold West Ham to a point.
I've heard about the toxic
and West what's Ham his name's culture. Back? My favourite striker.
Awoniyi.
Yeah, and he was holding it up. He got involved in the second
goal.
Well,
he was on a special run the end of last season, start of this season before his injury. Yeah, so if he can return that form, then who knows? But yeah, I've heard about the toxic West Ham culture. Apparently a lot of West Ham fans want Moyes gone.
Yeah, but they've been saying that for years and then they went quiet when he won the Conference League.
But that bought in the time.
Papered over cracks, really.
It papered over cracks, but I mean, in Europe they're still okay-ish, aren't they?
Also, has anyone noticed?
No one's saying anything about Ward-Prowse
for months.
Listen, I haven't
heard Nish. I heard the first three games, all I heard was Ward-Prowse.
Yep.
I ain't heard shit.
All I'm saying, right?
All I'm saying is he's fucking average. He's a fucking average player who can take a free kick, and that is it.
There is a reason that he never left Southampton until they got relegated.
There is, but there's also
a reason Southampton got relegated.
Yeah, well, it's not
with
on
him as their talisman.
Good enough.
It's not on James. Okay, listen. If
Lavia almost kept them up. If he had more quality around him in midfield, he would have kept them up.
Chelsea, Manchester City. This might be the first time, maybe, that we have some non-Chelsea winning or drawing predictions. Maybe not. I don't know. As I said earlier, for the second week in a row, we're playing top of the league because we beat top of the league last week. Tobes, you look happy.
I don't know this game. City. Like a loss to City. It's sad that we're at the point where I don't feel competitive enough that a loss to City would be the end of the world because it's City. Mm-hmm. That used to be us. But I don't think we're going to lose. But I don't think we're going to win either. I've got 1-1.
Okay.
I've gone... I will never, ever, ever put Chelsea to lose, unfortunately. I just can't bring myself to do it. So I've gone for my safety result, which is a Desmond, just so I can say it. So Chelsea 2, Manchester City 2. Palmer's going to come back and haunt.
I want Cole Palmer to do the Adebayor.
Yeah, I saw your text about that.
That'd be nice.
I do enjoy it. And the risk, obviously, of Haaland doing the Drogba again against Chelsea.
Maybe both will happen. It'll be 1-1.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I've committed a cardinal sin. Maybe not. I don't know.
If you want for us to lose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost put 1-0. To
that, well, as we'll come. If you want to hear about the history of Chelsea and losing 1-0 to Manchester City, then just listen back to yesterday's podcast. because, well, there's a little stat in there you might like. I'm not going to tell you now because you need to listen to the other one. But yeah, 1-0, common result is all I'll say. I've gone, I think we will score because City will play their game and we might find a little, you know, we like playing the bigger teams. But I think they will score more than us, in the words of Michael Owen. And therefore, I've gone for Chelsea 1, Manchester City 2.
Fair enough.
I hope I'm wrong. I really do. And sorry to any fans that are offended by this comment, particularly those in Australia.
To be fair, we do always usually get Chelsea's results wrong.
Yeah. So we normally always have them the same. So for us to have
three... Even Spurs, we went for a draw. We ended up hammering the same, them.
And then we won.
Oh, no, we didn't hammer them. They didn't have 11 men on the pitch, so they're still unbeaten, apparently. Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, that is this week's predictions. Hopefully this week they will be spoilers, because last week was shocking. And if you're
did you pick playing, a score? Oh, you went Watkins, both of you.
Yes. Yeah. If you're playing a similar game with either family, friends, or on your own, I hope it goes well for you. Probably better than us. Anyway, enjoy the day, enjoy the weekend of football, and we will catch you on the flip. And of course, this is a Highway 61 production, so there are many other podcasts, including obviously our own, The Echo, but also The Blueprint. If you want to really delve into the history of Chelsea, go and check that out. And please follow us on socials, spread the word about us, tell your friends, and just generally give us reviews, etc. There is a giveaway coming up, which we keep saying. Eventually you'll hear about it, and one of you might win it. So, yeah, spread the word, and we will see you soon.